Hello, and thanks so much for your support of the teaching ministry of Joyce Meyer Ministries. Today, Joyce is teaching from her message entitled, Leaving the City of Regret.
Father, thank you for the word today. I'm excited to share about how we don't have to live under guilt and condemnation. Jesus' name, amen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I said last night, I'm just calling this series The Fearsome Four, because I believe in each one of these things that I'm talking about this weekend, fear is involved. The first one last night we talked about was fear itself. Today we're going to talk about guilt. One of the other two meetings left, we're going to talk about worry, and one of them, insecurity. I haven't decided exactly which one I'm going to do tonight and which one tomorrow yet, but we need them all, don't we? There's probably nobody that doesn't need teaching on fear, keeping worry out of your life, guilt, and insecurity. How many of you experience guilt in your life? And it's a heavy burden that you just are fed up with, and you want to learn how to live on the other side of that. Well, I had a massive, massive, terrible problem with guilt in my life. And I can stand here today and say that although it was a tremendous fight and required a lot of study, I have been delivered, completely delivered from guilt and condemnation. Now, that doesn't mean when I do something wrong that I don't grieve over my mistake. I don't want to do wrong things. I don't like it at all when I feel like I've hurt the heart of God. But I think there's a difference in having a healthy grief that you have offended the heart of God, admitting it, talking it through with God, getting your forgiveness, and moving on. That's a totally different thing than carrying around this terrible burden of guilt and letting it drag you down and steal your life day after day after day after day. And I've prayed very diligently about this session this morning, because I'm going to try to really teach you some things that I hope is going to help you take a different look at sin. I believe that guilt is mainly caused because of the way we think about God's expectations and the way we think about sin and its remedy. Our thoughts are involved in every problem that we have. Do you know that? The way we think about things is involved in every problem that we have. That's why over and over and over in the Word of God, we're taught to meditate on the Word, because if we learn to think the way